Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis for Thursday, March 31st. I'm Kelly Burley, and Burns, March is supposed to go out like a lamb, but it's anything but. A lot of excitement here at Oklahoma State University following the big announcement this week.
Well, you're right about that. We received a major boost to our new Campus Performing Arts Center. Ross and Billy McKnight, both at OSU alums who have been very supportive of Oklahoma State in the past, including chairing our branding success campaign, which raised over $1 billion. They have struggled with this for about 2 years, as we've talked about it. And while they know that a facility is critical, once that facility's there, what is really critical is what goes on inside there. It's the programming. And so to ensure that this facility will have really worldwide recognition as a facility, they have given a $25 million endowment to Oklahoma State University to support the programming of the Performing Arts Center. And this will bring in some of the finest artists in the world. It'll showcase world-class performances, whether it's Broadway plays, international symphonies, operas, dance, just great performances. And in addition to hosting these kinds of events and presenting these kinds of events, it'll enhance the academic experience for our students because they'll be able to work with these tremendous artists that are coming in. The McKnights have already made a lasting impact in so many areas of Oklahoma State University, including being the chairs of our branding success campaign, which raised over $1 billion. The 93,000 square foot Performing Arts Center, which we hope to get started here this fall, will be known as the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts at Oklahoma State University. It's going to stand prominently there on the southwest corner of University Avenue and Hester Street, just across from the Alumni Center and the Bennett Chapel. And it really will become one of Oklahoma's premier cultural institutions. We also have a great maintenance endowment that has been given to us by OSU alums Frank and Carol Marsani of Tampa, Florida. It's also going to feature state-of-the-art technology designed to enhance the performance and audience, and it'll be next to a fantastic amphitheater with a huge screen on it where you can enjoy what's going on inside the hall as well as broadcasts from all over the world, whether they're musical performances, movies, sporting events, and the like. The center is also going to include a new home for the Department of Music. So the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts is well on its way, and everybody's very excited.
And speaking of music, Burns, members of the OSU Music Department have once again demonstrated their talents nationally.
They really have. I don't think our arts programs get near the recognition that they should, but one of the tremendous accomplishments is our OSU Trumpet Studio won its third consecutive national title. The team captured the large ensemble division in the 2016 National Trumpet Competition. It's a seven-member team that is led by Ryan Gardner, our associate professor of trumpet at OSU. And in addition, master's candidate Justin Weisenborn won first in the graduate solo division. These national titles are just another example of the outstanding talents and work of our music department, the students, and our faculty.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.